Our gospel talks about seeds. What do seeds do? They sprout into plants, they grow and they beautify. And Jesus says everything we do really is kind of a seed. We plant seeds in others, seeds that are edifying, or we can compliment somebody. That's a good seed. It sprouts up beautiful things. But we can also spread seeds of hate too. That's the not so good thing. Love affirms. Other seeds get planted. But then there's the nasty seeds too, which we can do without. And today is our saint is Thomas Aquinas, very learned man. He wrote so much that scholars are still writing about, even hundreds and 800,000 years later, they're still talking about Thomas Aquinas and what he wrote. He did that much. He's a doctor of the church that we call. Jesus asks about and tells us about the kingdom of God. Well, Thomas spread seeds everywhere. Let me give you an example of how this is. Your teachers, for instance. Now, I went to grade school in the 1960s and 70s. I remember each and every one of my teachers. But I would be hard-pressed to recall one lesson that they gave. Yet they were spreading all these seeds every day. We don't know how they're growing in us. Of course, Jesus talks about ears of corn, for instance. First it's the blade, then it's the ear, then it's the grain in the ear. How does that happen? Well, we know science now. Science has cells dividing, and that's how it grows. But they didn't know that back then. It's the same way with learning for us, I think. We get all this knowledge in us, and it just stays there, simmering. We learn. We don't know what did it. It's the brain. The brain is the most incredible thing we have. It learns. It takes these seeds. We don't know they're there, but they grow. They grow in us. Like I said, even college, I can't remember really one lecture. Hardly anything. But it grew. We know not how. It just grows. Our base of knowledge grows because of all the people that came into our world. All of our teachers, our parents, everybody. It came into our world and it grew. All this knowledge that you're going to have one day is growing in you. You don't know how it's growing, but it's growing. You're remembering. You're remembering facts. Pretty soon you'll put it all together and you'll reason out things yourself. That's kind of what Jesus is talking about. We don't know how everything's growing in us, our spiritual world too. I learned a lot of things spiritually in the seminary. I have forgotten more than I know, but it's still there somewhere, and occasionally God puts it up into my mind. That's the beautiful thing about knowledge, that the knowledge of the kingdom of God, all these things. I hope you understand it. It's kind of a hard thing to explain, but something's happening in us, in our minds, and we grow. You might not remember any lesson that you ever have, but you will remember your teachers, who taught you. I can still recite them all. But the knowledge, it's there, and it's growing, and it keeps expanding. It expands on each other. We know. You learn how to read. How do you know how to read? You just did it. All of a sudden, memorizing, whatever it is, these seeds that keep planting in your minds. How do you know how to do math? You just do. Not because you remember a single lesson, but you just do. You just remember it. That's kind of what the kingdom of God is all about, that Jesus talks about. How do we know what's right and wrong? We just know. We know because the kingdom of God is like a seed. It expands. We know. That is what it's about today. Jesus talks it. It's a mystery. A mystery. We don't know how our minds keep going and going and going, but it's the mystery of the brain that God gave us a gift for. And we do that, and we try to remember what the mystery is all about, and that is Jesus growing in our hearts every day.